I have to say I am disappointed that the Secretary of State today and in various media outings has chosen to adopt such a partisan approach to today's data from PISA. Rather than throwing chum to his back benches, he should concentrate on the lessons we can learn from today's important study. And the Secretary of State cannot have it both ways, Mr. Speaker. If, as he said in the Daily Telegraph, the Labour Party should take its share of responsibility for these results, then would he not agree it should also take its responsibility for, in his words, delivering the best generation of teachers this country has ever seen? But it is clear that for all the hard work of our head teachers, parents, and learning support staff, which the Secretary of State rightly praised, we do have a long way to go in English, maths and science in order to match our global competitors. And these findings, Mr. Speaker, are a wake-up call for our schools. The PISA data reveals the continuing strength of East Asian countries. And whilst there are important cultural differences, which we should seek to understand, there are also pointers to reform in our own school system. So can the Secretary of State confirm that part of the success of Singapore and Shanghai is down to the high quality of teachers in the classroom? In Shanghai, Mr. Speaker, all teachers have a teaching qualification and undergo 240 hours of professional development within the first 5 years of teaching. Under the Secretary of State's deregulation agenda, the South Leeds Academy can advertise for, I quote, an unqualified maths teacher with just 4 GCSEs. And we have seen a 141% increase in unqualified teachers in free schools and academies under this government. So will he now join with the schools minister and me in working to secure qualified teachers in our classrooms? Secondly, Mr. Speaker, can he confirm that part of the success of the East Asian education system is because schools work together? They collaborate. They challenge each other. Under their system, no school is left an island. So will he now abandon his aggressive, discredited free market reforms to schools and follow the Labour Party's lead in developing the kind of middle tier which brings schools together to work and challenge and collaborate with one another? Mr. Speaker, in 2008, the Secretary of State informed the Daily Mail, his journal of choice, that we have seen the future in Sweden and it works. Will he today confirm that this is no longer the case? In fact, no other country has fallen so abruptly as Sweden in maths over a 10-year period. Across all three measures, reading, maths, science, since 2009, Sweden has performed very poorly indeed, and many in Sweden regard the ideological programme of unqualified teachers and unregulated free schools as responsible for their drop in standards. The lesson from PISA is clear, that you have freedom with accountability, autonomy with minimum standards, or else you end up with the chaos of the Secretary of State's Al Medina School. Finally, Mr. Speaker, Does he believe that a culture of zero tolerance for low expectations in other education systems produces high results across the board, that no child should be left behind? So could the Secretary of State use this opportunity to join the Deputy Prime Minister and myself in condemning the unpleasant whiff of eugenics from the Mayor of London, and instead use the opportunity provided by the PISA data to pursue excellence for all, both academic and vocational, in all our schools?
Secretary of State.